I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I will never wish for fewer epic stories at the end of my life. I've never regretted failures. I've always regretted things that I didn't try. Normalizing consequences of failure as we said earlier, win or learn.
Failure is the ultimate thing, man. I failed so many times before. That's why I don't look at failure anymore as failure. Look at it as my first, second, and third attempt.
If you keep going every single day and don't stop, your competition will fall off, bro. They ain't ready for prime time. They ain't trying to really get it right. They take days off, this day off, that day off. They lazy, I'm tired. No. Grind every day, one foot in front of the other, bro. And I promise you, you're going to be lapping these folks, bro.
You're always looking for the hack. You're always looking for the secret. You're always looking for the special sauce. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's just not quitting. When you start out at day one, there's a whole bunch of other people that are starting out at day one. By the time you get to day 1,000, most of those people have quit. By the time you get to day 3,000, almost all of them are quit. So if you have the ability to continue down a path longer than anyone else, you will win by default because everybody else will fall off. If you have the intelligence on top of that, to learn from your mistakes and not continue to make the same mistake over and over and over again, you have everything that it takes to win. There's nothing you don't have because all you need is the ability to not quit and the ability to learn from your mistakes. Instead of looking for the secret sauce, maybe just realize that it's the simplest things that matter the most.
There's a famous poem called Don't Quit, which has these lines. Don't give up though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out. It's the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit.
See, you're one decision away from a different life. And you can make that decision any moment. Any day. Like, you could make a decision today that changes the trajectory of your life because a decision turns you in a different direction.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
The boredom of normalcy and the numbness of mediocrity stiffens your passions.
No matter how long you nurse a grudge, it won't get better. You can have a grudge against life. You can have a grudge against circumstances that you were placed in that are so unfair. You can have a grudge against all kinds of things, and if you're not careful, you'll begin to nurse that grudge, and you'll begin to develop a bad report. This is no time, the time that we're living in, this is no time to nurse it, rehearse it, and disperse it. This is a time to reverse it.
Assuming that you have a certain intrinsic value, you know, and that it's necessary for that value to manifest itself, for you to push yourself against the world, to challenge yourself, because otherwise what you're capable of won't manifest itself. It has to be developed. It has to be called forth by necessity, right? You have to pick a hard problem and try to solve it and push yourself against it in order for, and you have to try to do that truthfully and responsibly in order for what it is that you're intrinsically capable of and composed of to come to the forefront, and also to point out that you have a moral responsibility to do so for yourself just as you do for others.
You never allow yourself to say the words, I'm out of moves. You're never out of moves. You're never out of options, right? There is always something else that you can do. Avoid a mortality event. The name of the game is to stay in business long enough to figure it out. It is very okay to not know what you're doing right now. It is very much not okay to stand still. The only wrong move in life ever is standing still. Indecision will kill you. Mistakes will not.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad. Now that's that thing called life. And when we begin to understand and know that, accepting that reality, that we will never ever have things just on an even keel all the time, that you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is.
Those steps for success, they're infinite. They are infinite. You cannot count them. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. Those steps are constantly shifting. You don't know if they're there. Sometimes you have to trust that the next step is going to be there when you can't even see it. And sometimes when you step on that step, you go right into quicksand. But you got to be able to pull yourself back out of it again. So everybody's looking for these steps, and there are no steps. Those steps never, never end.
Never lose yourself on the way to the top. Wow, what amazing advice for you and me. Never lose yourself on the way to the top. To thine own self be true. Never betray your authenticity. Never lose your boots on the groundedness. And so to thine self be true means as you make your rise to legendary, don't forget what makes you great. Hard work, humility, working on your craft, playing the long game, understanding the genius takes decades versus good genetics.
To find your way in life is not an external search, it's an internal search.
Hey fam, real quick. If you've been rocking with the podcast and you're serious about leveling up your health, fitness, and mindset, I've got something special for you. I just opened up my private school community where I share exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. Behind-the-scenes lessons, deep game on consistency, and access to me and other high-performing members who actually walk the talk. Think of it like the podcast, but multiplied. More value, more connection, and more accountability to keep you growing. So if you're ready to go from just listening to actually living this lifestyle, hit the link in the description and join us on school today. Trust me, the people in there are already making big moves. Don't get left behind.
Listen to me, man. You have a great life in front of you. But your great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. What you did back there ain't got nothing to do with what God got for you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here. But what God got for you, do you know, man, that you can actually mess your life completely up? You can jack it all the way up and you can turn around and get it right.
See, but the real challenge of growth mentally, emotionally, and spiritually comes when you get knocked down. Somebody said that adversity introduces a man to himself or woman. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
What do you want to do? What do you want to get great at? Because if you apply yourself, even if you're not good yet, you can get good. How do I know that? Because you're the average human. And the average human is the ultimate adaptation machine. This is all about disciplined, focused energy into acquiring a skill set. It's what I call the only belief that matters.
You can jack your life all the way up. God is in the forgiving business. You can make all the mistakes you want to make or think you shouldn't make. God is in the get it together business. If you got dreams and visions, I got news for you. God is in the make your dream come true business. He did it for me. How he won't do it for you?
Find the love of my life. I want to be a world-class creative. I want to multiply my financial life. Where do I start? You just start. You just start. There's great power in the start.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm bigger than this. Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut. I don't care how good you are, I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how much you work on yourself. There are some times when things aren't going to go right. They just are not going to go right. There are times when anything that can happen will happen. Murphy's Law will be knocking at your door. Why? I don't know why. That's called life. To you that if you are facing a challenge, don't stop. Stay busy. Work your plan. Continue to do those things that you know that work for you. Continue to move. Stay busy, stay busy, stay busy.
Your days are the pockets and instruments of genius. Get those right, your life will take care of itself.
You can't avoid the peaks and valleys in life. They say you can't avoid the peaks and valleys in life. Life will always have the ups and downs, so make peace with it.
How hard are you really working? I don't know about you, but I don't encounter many people who are completely committed to their craft. In our society, where it is very unpopular to have a sickening, completely committed, dedicated work ethic, it's not the norm. I believe people who think this way don't know what it's like to push yourself to the limits, don't know what it's like to work your absolute best, give everything you have, sacrifice, commit, work hard, and that feeling of growth, of progress, of even reaching a milestone in your journey. How amazing that feels.
Consistency is even rarer than talent or enthusiasm. Every January 1st in the gym, rock open, everyone's keen to do something, they've got these new New Year's resolutions, they're all enthusiastic, and some of those people will be talented. But how many of those people end up being consistent long term?
Death is not waiting behind that door right now. Every second, you are between life and death. One day, it just stays with this, then this is going to happen. So in the moment where you realize it could be my last action right now that I do, having this type of thought on the mind, it could be your last, hopefully, makes you wake up to really focus on the things that are important for you. Because many things are starting to fall away when somebody tells you, look, I only have one more week to live. Many problems that at the moment people are caring about, they will just disappear. Then they wake up and realize this shortness of life, how precious it actually is that we are able to be here.
Live your life the way that you want to lead your life. Ladies and gentlemen, as I speak to you right now, if you had 90 days to live, how many of you will make some radical changes in your life?
If you look at Nelson Mandela, if you look at Mother Teresa, if you look at Mahatma Gandhi, who died with under 10 possessions, these people were world changers. These people were radical optimists. These people suffered because the root of the word passion means to suffer. They suffered for their dream. They suffered for their values. They suffered for their cause. They suffered for their followers. They suffered for their greatness.
Game of life are people are going to hit you. They're going to claw you. They're going to scratch you. They're going to bite you. It's just the part of life. And instead of taking everything personally, you have to see that it's like a gladiator battle and that some people are bad, some people are good, some people are not, are in between. But stop taking everything personally and try to learn from it. So if you make a mistake, what you want to do, if you have failure in life, something didn't go right, you want to have the ability to look it inward and say, what did I do wrong? And a lot of people don't have that inner strength. But if you want to be successful, if you want to get ahead in this world, you have to develop the skill. You have to be able to look at yourself as if you were somebody else, as if from the outside, and say, here's how I could improve. Here's what I did wrong the last time I did it.
Great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here. Do you know, man, that you can actually mess your life completely up? You can jack it all the way up and you can turn around and get it right.
What type of reality are you even living? What type of reality are you living? Are you living a proactive reality, where you're continually problem solving and looking at all the different ways that you could manipulate, guide, or push your reality that you want in your favor? Or are you living a reactive reality where you just continually allow what is going to happen, happen? Well, I can tell you right now,
If you live in a reactive reality, you need to stop. Because if you really want to live the life of your dreams, you have got to start living a proactive reality.
So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can walk in the other direction. And that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
Taking responsibility doesn't mean you blame yourself. It means you become accountable for everything that happened, because it's the only way to improve. It's the only way to see real progress. If you're constantly blaming something else for your circumstances, it means you're giving up the opportunity to be in control. It might not be your fault, but it's your job to make the most of every situation and do the best with what you have. So do it. Take responsibility for all of it, because that's when things start to get good.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Seneca famously said, "While we wait for life, life passes." When you understand that your days are counted, that your days are limited, you begin to work with urgency towards your goals. You begin to work with urgency towards the things that you want in life. People say, "Well, I'll start tomorrow," or "I'll get started when the new year hits." It doesn't work that way. Life passes you by with no urgency, but day by day. And so many people live and wake up like accidents, that they forget this beautiful principle that life is in your control. And if you want to experience a certain type of outcome and a certain type of future, you must input the necessary labor today.
On the one side, you can make your ideas about what you would like to have, where you would like to be. This is the one side. So your focus is on what you would like to have, where you would like to be. Other question is, what are you willing to sacrifice? Through how many different pains, conflicts, challenges are you willing to go through? Because there is something that goes hand in hand, like walking up the mountain. Walking to the peak is not going to get more easy. The higher the altitude, the more difficult it becomes. The challenges are not going to get easier the higher you reach.
There's two sides of pain that I don't think a lot of people really understand, right? There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain, because that hurts. You remember what that felt like. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called, if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it.
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today,
How many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
Being a human being is not easy as opposed to an animal because we're born and nobody gives us a direction. And it's a very, very difficult process. You wake up in the morning and you don't really know what you can do. You could choose 12 different paths. It can be very confusing and very overwhelming. When you find that sense of purpose, when you find what I call your life's task, everything has a direction. Everything has a purpose. Your energy is concentrated. It's not like you're just going down a single narrow pathway. It's not like life becomes boring and it's just about discipline and solving problems. It's actually the most exciting thing that could ever happen to you because you never have that lost feeling. You wake up in the morning, you go, yeah, this is what I need to accomplish.
Yesterday ended last night. If you were successful, I got something for you. It ended last night. You can't live on yesterday's success. If you failed, I got good news for you. It ended last night. Today matters. We over-exaggerate yesterday, we overestimate tomorrow, and we underestimate today. And it's today what matters.
Fastest way to losing yourself is to try and make everyone else happy. The best thing you can do is be a true north. Be you. Shine your light. Know what your core values are. Know what your belief system is. Know what your morals and your character should be. And live by that.
I learned recently how grateful I am for storms. Quiet skies don't show you how strong you are. Calm doesn't force you to level up. No, it's when the ground shakes we learn to endure. We're forced to find within ourselves a resilience that was once tucked away. They say confidence is earned. And well, it's earned because when we walk through hell, we give our greatness permission to walk alongside us.
The perfect moment has already come and gone. Time after time, but you're sitting here still waiting for it. You think it's going to knock on your door and say, hey, I'm the perfect moment, I'm here. But the truth is, there's two types of people. The person that says, oh, I don't really care, I'm going to die one day, what does it matter? Or there's the person that says, I've got one life and I'm going to live it.
My definition of a creative life is any life where your decisions are routinely based more strongly on your curiosity than your fear every single day in all your realms of your life. And then your life itself will become a work of art. And it doesn't matter what you make or produce or leave or influence. It's just that you will create a life that will be really interesting for you.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
It's always darkest before the sun breaks in the morning. It's always darkest. But you know the sun is going to come up. Think of the sun. Think how dark it is before the sun comes up. When you're and down and you see no hope or no way out of your condition and you're seething in these emotions, try to remind yourself, do you think the sun is going to come up or is it not going to come up? The sun always comes up and that's your hope.
You think that big changes are what are going to make you happy. That's not the answer. What makes you happier are the little things. Happiness is the smallest things because your whole life is made up of all the little things that you do every single day. That's how you build a happier life. So pay attention to when you wake up, the first thing you look at every morning, being kinder to yourself. The little things are everything. Because they add up to one big happy life.
Real self-worth comes from doing hard things. We keep talking about self-love. We keep talking about loving yourself, believing in yourself. That happens naturally when you go through something difficult.
the day that turns your life around. And under this subject, we're going to talk about the emotions that can change your life. Human beings are emotional creatures, and emotions are powerful for life change. Now, of course, emotions are so powerful, they can go either way on you. Emotions can either build or destroy. So you really have to employ emotions properly. We call civilization the intelligent management of human emotions. If you can intelligently apply your emotions in the right direction, no telling what can happen. Could turn your life around one day would be sufficient.
You have to become the kind of person that can push through the hard times. Most people can't do that. Most people cannot push through the challenging, the draining, the frustrating times that make everybody else quit. So you have to build yourself into someone who has the discipline, the fortitude, the grit, the perseverance to become someone who is literally incapable of quitting.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. No matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready.
Don't cheat yourself. Don't sabotage your dreams by chasing cheap dopamine. Delay your gratification. Understand that the game is long and the road is difficult. And that you're by yourself. And if you cheat yourself, well, you're going to be cheated by everybody else. Level up, focus on becoming the best version of yourself, and don't do the things in life that are going to set you back. That which you know you're not supposed to do, you don't do it. The life that you have is the life that you chose. If the life that you have is not a life that you like, make different choices. So if the life that you have is not a life that you enjoy, you are responsible.
Cling to it. Things will get better once you get over this downtime. And the difficulty is that people can't think of that when they're so depressed and so hopeless and they reach bottom. They can't visualize that things will ever get better. But for those who have courage and have faith and hope that things will get better in my life, they can look back a few years later and say, wow, look at me now. Some have it and some don't. Some will stay down, they will never get up off the floor. And others will endure and they have courage and they have hope and life will get better. It always does.
Loneliness is a timeless thing, tragically. Stoicism is founded in a moment of loneliness. Zeno loses everything in a shipwreck. Seneca's best writings come from exile when he's sent far away from the people that he loves. Marcus Aurelius is the most powerful man in the world, but also by the very nature of his power and responsibility and fame, he was isolated. He was lonely, just as you might be today.
You have to start looking at uncertainty and transition and that feeling of, I know there's much more to me, as a positive and not a negative, and start leaning into it. Because let me tell you something, there is so much more to you. Like, you haven't even figured out who you fully are yet. Like, that is a beautiful thing, to know that there's still more to discover about yourself. There's still more to learn about yourself, you know, and that's a beautiful thing to know that, right? And so often we just allow fear, doubt, or I want to control everything to keep us from exploring that, from really, really, you know, stepping out of our shell and expanding who we really are.
Most people never succeed in life because they're waiting for conditions to be perfect. They're waiting for the sun to shine, the temperature to be right, all the stars to align, and then have some sort of sign that tells them to go. And I'm here to tell you guys that will never happen. Conditions will never be perfect. Things will never align. There will always be a reason for you to put off what should be done right now for a later time. That is a success and life truth.
There's two ways to see the world. Some people see the thing that they want, and some people see the thing that prevents them from getting the thing that they want.
Don't spend your life living for other people, being a box checker for what feels right to them. Put yourself first. There's nothing worse than living with regret. So take a risk, bet on yourself, Do the thing that nobody thinks you can do. Shock the world. What do you have to lose?
A blade does not become strong until it's been through the fire several times. And this is just your first or second time through the fire. And there's a lot of hammer work that has to take place. And then you're going to have to go back in the forge again. And it's hot and it melts you down and you're uncomfortable. You've got a lot more forge time left. You've got a lot more hammer blows left. And it takes time. Embrace the process. You say, Dwayne Watt process. Life. Embrace the journey and the process of life.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You don't become legendary by accident. You don't become the greatest you by accident. You don't become that person you were created to be by accident. You become that person by being intentional. I say, you know what? This is what I'm going to get out of this year. Right now, you should be saying, this is what I'm going to get out of this moment. This is your life. You have to figure it out. You have to figure out what's best for you. But I will tell you this. A made up mind. Most people have made up their mind that, you know what, it's done. Most people say, oh, my plans didn't go the way they're supposed to go, so I'm just going to tank it. But not you. You're going to make up your mind that you're going to be that 1%.
At some time or another, have agonized over making a decision. Some decisions are major decisions. And also there are a lot of small decisions that we don't make. That they tax our minds, they drain our energy. They create a lot of anxiety and nervousness and mental torment because we don't take care of it. We decide not to decide, which is a decision. Deciding to decide, to act, is a major, major challenge for all of us. And there are things that happen to us along the way, experiences that we have that prevent us from working through the mental block of acting, of doing those things that we know we ought to do.
If you don't have what you want, stop telling yourself the story because you don't have the money, you don't have the time. That's bullshit. It's because you haven't committed yourself where you would burn your boats. If you want to take the fucking island, burn your fucking boats, and you will take the island, because people, when they're going to either die or succeed, tend to succeed.
Fight through the pain and come out the other side stronger and tougher and better and free from that storm, free from the darkness.
If you just do what you want right now all the time, one of the problems with that is you're going to get yourself in trouble. People are self-conscious and can see the future. We have to bind our actions in the present in relationship to our future selves. You have to act now so you don't hurt you tomorrow and you next week and you next month and you in a year and 5 years and 10 years. And that's actually a community of potential selves that extends across time. You sacrifice the whims of the moment, so that's delayed gratification and maybe a definition of maturity. You sacrifice that because it's a better medium to long-term contract or covenant with yourself.
Wherever you are right now, you're exactly where you need to be. And I'm going to say that because one of the major reasons why you do not have what you want in your life is that you invalidate wherever you are. You are so quick to trash yourself. You're so quick to go, this isn't happening fast enough. I'm not doing enough. I'm behind. I'm overwhelmed. That trash talk is what keeps you from moving forward. So you got to start telling yourself every day, you're exactly where you need to be.
Is what is there that you know you need to do, that you want to do this, but for some reason or another, you've been holding back. For some reason or another, you just have not been able to gather your nerves or be able to work through the procrastinating or putting it off or justifying or blaming. Some reason or another, you just haven't done it. And you know you want to do this. You really want to do this, but you don't know why you haven't done it. Because in order to begin to reinvent your life, you've got to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort.
If you wake up in the morning, you start having negative thoughts. Man, this ain't my day. I woke up on the wrong side of bed. I just don't feel myself. In the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, just stop for a second and start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Everything you already have, because what you have is substantial. You just haven't gone over the list and taken inventory in a long time. But the fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. The ability to dream is a blessing. The fact that you have an opportunity to get it right is another blessing. The fact that you have any measure of health, that's another blessing.
Because people who make things happen, people who are legendary like yourself, people who take it to the next level, people, as I like to say, are rare breeds that are rare. They don't depend on motivation to move, because they know they will never move if they depend on motivation. They will never create if they're depending on motivation. They will never change if they're depending on motivation. What they do, they move to create their motivation. Most people move once they're motivated, but rare breed people, they create their movement to create the motivation.
So I'm here to tell you that it will take longer. It will be more difficult. It will require more effort on your part. But you know what I can tell you about that? When you do the hard things, you will have a happy and easy life.
The question you have to ask yourself is, who am I? Where am I going? What do I want to accomplish? Three major areas of goals that you have to think about. The first is your personal and your family goals. These are the reasons why you're alive. What do you want to accomplish for yourself and for your family? Write them down. Define them clearly. The second set of goals that you have to ask is your business, your career, your financial, your material goals. What is it that you want to accomplish in the external world? Where do you want to make your contribution? The third type of goals you have to ask about are your self-development goals. And in my estimation, your ability and your willingness and your tenaciousness in developing yourself is the key to accomplishing everything else.
You know that dream in you that seems out of touch and crazy? Yeah, that one. What if that dream was actually put in you for a reason? Do not buy into the fear that everyone around you calls logic. The dreams that truly make a difference are rarely logical. Be fearless in the pursuit that sets your soul on fire.
The proper comparison group for you is you yesterday. First of all, you're the only control group that's appropriate to you, because you have a certain set of talents and possibilities and limitations and tragedies that are truly unique to you.
Shouldn't it just happen? Well, it doesn't. Basically, life is this way. What you put into it is what you get out of it.
People want their life to be free of struggle and conflict. They want a smooth path in front of them. When you face adversity or things aren't going quite well, you have to reassess who you are. You have to reassess your opinions. You have to say, maybe I'm not doing this the right way. Maybe my patterns of responding in the past aren't working out. Maybe there's something wrong with me. How can I learn from this moment? How can I get past this particular obstacle? If you never have failure, If you never have conflict, you are never going to develop yourself in life.
Even though you are scared, can you still go through with the task? Even though it's risky and you don't know what's on the other side, can you still stay focused, stay locked in, keep working, and keep pushing forward? That's the person that people want to follow.
I don't say number one way you measure somebody that's hungry. Very simple. Their sense of urgency. That's simple. Let me explain to you why. So people say, wow, you have no idea how hungry I am. Really? Yeah. What'd you do about it today? Oh, not today, but tomorrow I'm gonna, you ain't hungry, man. You just think you're hungry. You are not hungry.
Think like the person you intend to become. Ask yourself, how would the person I'd like to be do the things I'm about to do?
Everybody in here wants to get to the next level. And very simple, you can make two lists. And I can tell you if you're going to get to the next level or not. Make a list of what you want to do to get to the next level. And on the other side of the list, what are you willing to do to get to the next level? And if that list doesn't match, you are so far away from winning, you have no chance.
You do not have time to fuck around. You don't have time to play games, to be in everybody's face, to not be focused on your goals. Every single day counts. You didn't do nothing yesterday, and you didn't do nothing today. Every single day that you don't do nothing, bro, is a day wasted. It's a day that you could have got better.
You've developed a false belief system in yourself of what you need to know to take action. And so successful people are willing to step into the unknown and the unprepared more than people who are unsuccessful. So procrastination is really saying, I got to know a little more. I got to prepare a little bit more. I got to get a little bit more ready, a little bit more ready, a little bit more ready. And you keep raising the readiness quota to a point where you never take action. And so you got to get to this point where you're like, I'm going to get into the room. I'm going to start to write that paper. I'm going to start the book. I'm going to get into that and I'll figure it out when I get there. And most people that are successful have this internal belief system that I don't need to know everything to take action. I just need to know enough to get in the room and I'll figure it out from there.
No one has ever achieved anything if they haven't faced failures, if they haven't had disappointments. To achieve anything in life, you have to be prepared to take on the odds, face disappointment. You only lose when you give up. If you do not give up, you will win from the most incredible positions. The fight is in the mind. It's not physical, it's in the mind.
What are the things that you fear that's been keeping you from living your dream? That's been keeping you from doing some things that you would like to do? Just think about those things.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You must become a vigilant gatekeeper of everything you allow to go into your mind. Anything that gets into your mind is entering holy ground. When you recognize who you really are and why you've been put on this earth, you'll start to understand why the enemy works so hard to stop you, why the negative thoughts and the self-doubt seem to come at you like bullets out of nowhere. You were not put on this earth to be average. You weren't put here to sit the sidelines. You were not put here to fail. You were given gifts and talents and skills so that you could go out and make a difference. You were put here for a reason and a purpose. You were put here to be great.
We all have ambitions. We all have dreams and goals and desires that we want. But really, what gets you to where you want are habits, our daily habits. There are negative habits that you can't get rid of. But there are other habits that, like discipline, like working every day, like taking steps to reach your goals, that are immensely liberating. And you can get rid of your bad habits through developing positive habits, right? So the goal here is to focus less on the giant dreams and on the everyday process of changing your thinking.
It's not really about what you want. It's about what you're willing to do to get it. And in that, maybe you have to give something up that may not be a good habit to replace it with a better habit. Everybody got to make that decision. So it's not just about what you want. It's about what are you willing to do to get it. That's what it all comes down to, guys.
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game. In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that.
People think being consistent means never falling off track. But that's not true. That's called perfection. And for most, that's just not realistic. Consistency means staying on track most of the time. And when you fall off, whether it was intentional or not, you pick yourself up and you get right back on. Consistency is about being persistent, not perfect.
It can do. All it takes is determination. You'll get your chance. Sometimes it doesn't come as quick as you'd like. There's a lot of hurdles, but you will get there. You have to believe in that.
For kids to bet on themselves, take some chances, get your knowledge, know what you're doing, and then go 2 feet in and then bet on yourself. If you go to somebody, you ask somebody and they shoot you down, don't let that be the answer. You have a passion for something and it's burning. It's your job to curate that passion. I really believe that. Mm-hmm. You don't take no's for answer.
You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you die. Until you get to that point, you let you die. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. I have standards. I have values. I chose to do that. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
Nothing in life is promised except death. If you have the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's past.
Seneca said there is no greatness without stillness in it. And I think that's right. What kind of success do you have if you miss every sunrise and sunset, if you're always busy, if you never have time with your family, but also if you never have time with yourself? And so if you don't have moments of stillness in your life, I would ask you what kind of life you're living. And if the kind of life you're living is really your best life.
If you do not have clear goals for your life, you are condemned forever to work for those who do. You see, in life, it's very simple. Either you are working toward the accomplishment of your goals or you're working toward the accomplishment of other people's goals.
Our actions may be impeded, but there can be no impeding our intentions or dispositions. Because we can accommodate and adapt. The mind adapts and converts to its own purposes. The obstacle to our acting, the impediment to action, advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. The secret to an art unknown as turning obstacles upside down, to act with a reverse clause, so there's always a way out or another route to get where you need to go. So that setbacks or problems are always expected and never permanent, making certain that what impedes us can empower us.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
What is a mistake? Everybody will do something which will go wrong. Making something wrong the first time is not a mistake. It is your chance to correct it. But making the same situation over and over wrong again because of the unwillingness to learn something from it, that is the mistake.
The hardest battle that we fight is between what we don't want to feel and what we know we must do. Following your intuition isn't always rainbows and sunshine. Sometimes it's making decisions for the greater good that really hurt. Just remember, you are choosing what's best for your soul, and that is worth it.
Anything you want good, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up. Each one, teach one. Don't just aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference.
The goal is to die fulfilled. How do you die fulfilled? You have to die unfilled. You have to empty out all of your efforts. You have to empty out all of your knowledge, all of your giving, all of your help, everything you have into making this world a better place, bringing your vision into a reality which should impact many lives.
There's a saying, this quote that I really believe in, that when the pain of the current reality becomes greater than the fear of change, that's when we change. So like when the pain becomes so intense that it's greater than the fear that you have of the unknown, then you'll go into the unknown.
I had to convince myself that I'm going to make it. What it does, it makes you feel like there's going to be points that people are going to mistake my confidence for arrogance. They don't understand the process of it.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.